But they've got all of those issues. So it's bold and audacious because they're balancing an awful lot of fundamental life problems and working out of circumstances that are often the exact opposite of supportive. So they're in the system, but they do have spousal abuse. They're in the system, but they are working three jobs, and they're hearing from their spouse, why are you going to college? I didn't go to college. You really need a college education. So they're grappling with all of those things. So those are big problems, working with all of those adult learners who are in the system, the 18 to 22-year-olds who are in the system, and helping them knock down those life issues is a big task. You can't underestimate how big that is. But there's the other side of the equation as well, which is no way to get to that goal from Obama or Lumina without getting the folks into the system who are thinking through the calculus and deciding they don't need to pursue a higher education to get to their life's goals. The way to reach the goal just by succeeding with every student who's in the pipeline now. Doing that's fundamentally important. It's essential, but it still wouldn't get you to the goal. You've got to take the 750,000 students in Indiana who dropped out of the system and have written it off as a life goal. How do you get them reactivated into the system? Think of the additional 750,000 million students who are college age but not pursuing the degree, who need to go after it. You've got to get to those students as well.